In 2021, Talk About It Outdoors partnered with an industry-leading brand that has stamped its name on the outdoor industry. Cruiser Saddles, in itself, stands on perfection. And with every climb we make, we elevate ourselves above the rest. In addition to a support to our hunting journey, the men and women behind Cruiser believe in the same principles of life as us. Faith, family, and the blessings of being better as they go in every sit. If your desire to pursue your passions one step ahead of the rest, go ahead and get in the best. Check them out on all the socials or head over to their website at www.cruiser.com. That's CRUZR.com. And tell them to Talk About It Outdoors boys and Chasing Weekends sent you their way. The journey of life has a unique way of being able to create tried and true friendships as we go. In forming those relationships, oftentimes, good things come to follow. Talk About It Outdoors is proudly supported by Cal Hardy, the Barrelhead Land Company. Cal is the leading broker over Georgia and is happy to assist you with finding the place where you can call home. With vast knowledge and an understanding of the ever-evolving real estate market and a unique old-school approach to everything he does, he exemplifies what it means to treat others like you'd want to be treated. Don't settle for being just another number in a phone. Choose Cal Hardy for all your land, home, and commercial real estate needs and become a part of his family. We sure are blessed to have him as a part of ours. Find him on Facebook, Instagram, or give him a call at 770-296-2163. Step back to the times when a feed store was more than just that, and the people inside smiled with friendly faces and provided a place for a talk on life, as well as all your essential farm, livestock, and pet needs. Cherokee Feed and Seed, located in Ball Ground, Georgia, with an additional location in Gainesville, are the hometown supplier of all your cattle, equine, and pet needs, with the added addition of being able to keep your deer herd healthy with protein and minerals. They also carry an assortment of hunting blinds and gear, and you can rest easy knowing the people that support local ball clubs and children's sports are who your hard-earned money is going to. The people here greet you with a handshake and a smile, and Cherokee Feed and Seed give more than just a product. They give you a welcome that'll make you return time and time again. Stop in next time you're in the area and tell them you're part of the Talk About It Outdoors family. A few years back, when an overbearing and overgrown backyard became an eyesore, I looked for a solution to resolve. LRS Land Services created a stunning and complete transformation turnkey at an affordable price with their mulching services. Not limited to mulching, LRS can provide turnkey grading and clearing, maintenance, right-of-way clearing, and even development for any and all forestry needs. With an innovative outlook on what is best for your land and a completely different approach than others, LRS can transform your overgrown eyesore into a beautiful landscape of your dreams. Give them a call at 404-889-1105 or check their work out on Facebook at LRS Land Services. Logan and his team are ready to make your land brand new again. Building the foundation of your life starts at the base, and the stronger it is, the better. Talk About It Outdoors is proud of our strong partnership with United Concrete and Paving and the foundation of support they provide. Whether your new home being built needs concrete work or that driveway you're tired of beating all the bearings from your pickup needs a paving, Michael and his team can provide any residential or commercial project support you might need from the ground up. If you're tired of tripping over that unsettled patio slab or a future shop build needs a smooth start, United Concrete and Paving can get you going when you need it most. Give them a call at 404-831-3036 and make sure you tell them them TAI boys are where you heard it first. You ready, Nick?
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, Talk About It Outdoors coming to you live on a Saturday morning from the Cruiser Saddle Studio. Alex DeBoard and Nicholas Wilson with a special guest that might have just got off to the 2024 start in a hot, hot fashion. Y'all pull up a chair and set a minute. We're going to do a quick one with you. Nick, I don't think we've ever come this hot off a hunt right back to doing a podcast, have we, old buddy?
I mean, the bird's still warm, son.
We ain't even got him cleaned yet. He's hanging on the porch behind us. What an amazing morning it was here as the youth opener in Georgia got off to hot start. We had some birds that were coming in. Been seeing them on trail camera from time to time and had went over there the last few days and heard them where I thought they were going to be. And they weren't exactly where I thought they was, but they was close, and a plan came full circling together. So
they was right where they needed to be.
That's right.
Glad they was behind us because I figured with the wind picking up, and actually the wind died down right when they started hitting the ground, but it worked out right where they're supposed to.
Well, for the first time ever, we're going to introduce our little buddy, my oldest boy, Mr. Sawyer Jimmy DeBoard. Welcome to Talk About It Outdoors.
Thank you.
Are you excited to finally do a podcast with us?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Listen, stay still right here, right in front of it when you're talking, okay?
All right.
He sat over and was doing that closing. Maybe I can get on the podcast.
You said
you know anybody does one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, fun morning it was. And first and foremost, thankful to the good Lord for the morning he gave us. It could have been a washout. The way it looked all week, we was going to have rain and windy and crappy weather. And the sun kind of parted out there, gave us a special scene to close the morning out, as you said there. But I'm going to have to ask Sawyer right off the rip, you know, was you excited last night going to bed about getting to go turkey hunting?
Yes, so much. I could barely sleep.
So we stayed out here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Did you sleep good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners what you guys done yesterday evening. Y'all had a little camp?
We watched the Pinhoti Project.
Who came over?
A bunch of my dad's buddies.
Yeah. And some of your buddies came over, too. Tell who came over.
Jeff.
Paw-Paw. Nana. Stay right here in front of the microphone.
Nana.
Cody.
Camden.
Tyler.
Braxton.
We all hung out. Stay still. You're going to have to stay right there in front of the microphone.
He's jacked up. He can't handle it.
So we got up this morning. I woke up about 4, and I think that was my last moment I could lay in that bed. I was jacked up and excited this morning, but I let you lay there, and you didn't lay there long after I did you?
No.
It was about, then you went back to sleep about 5 o'clock, and I had to wake you up when Nick got here. So tell us about what happened this morning. Tell us about where we, you know, we parked and we walked in. Talk about the walk in. Was it a long one?
It was a pretty long one. We passed the creek. Then we got to the blind. We set up a bunch of decoys.
Nick about fell through the blind.
Yeah.
I about went out of the back of it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Boy, you didn't know you have to get on all fours crawling them things when you're a big guy. Your back don't bend like it should.
Like it used to.
Yeah. I don't know if it ever been that bad. Isn't that good?
We had that blind set up there since back in deer season. I set that blind up. It's been there for a while, and we tied it down earlier this year. It kind of blew up in the storms we had this summer or back in the winter, and we tied that thing up, and I knew we had birds coming through there. They had been scratching all over the place, so I went back and hung a trail camera there, and sure enough, they was coming right to that food plot, walking right across. So we got in there this morning, then what happened? We sat there for a while, didn't we?
Yeah, we just started waiting, and then we heard some gobbling behind us.
Hang on a minute before we get too far.
Yeah.
What was that smell we kept smelling in that blind? It wasn't me.
It was my daddy and you.
It wasn't us.
What happened?
You guys started farting.
You might have farted a little bit too.
I farted 2 times. You guys farted. You farted.
He about blew us out on that one. We about had to leave.
I had to hold him back after that one. Gagged us all.
And there wasn't no wind going through that blind. It wasn't one of those vented ones. It was sucked in tight. We had one hole.
Right out the front.
We had like 2 holes.
No, we had little ones though. We just had one window open.
Sorry, but the woods started waking up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it was getting windy.
Yeah, and then...
What did you ask? When we were going to start what?
Yeah, when we were going to start calling him in.
And what did Nick tell you?
Kind of forgot.
All right, what did he say about the heat? You don't need to call. You've got a hen calling over there for you, don't you?
Oh.
Quit being nervous and talk.
He told me a tip, and he said, let the hen do the work.
What was she doing?
I'm calling for you.
She was in that tree, yep, and she was doing a little tree call, wasn't she?
Yep.
She sounded just like that trumpet your dad's got, don't she?
Yeah.
Just like it. It blew my mind how it was. Just
beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. We heard some gobbling. Then we heard a Jake gobble. And them gobblers, as soon as they gobbled, they hit the ground, I believe.
You're saying this wrong. There's only one gobbler over there, Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one gobbler.
Gobbler and a Jake.
Yeah. And he was way off. Yeah.
he was on this other property line and everything else. The video is going to speak for itself. I can't hide it. So tell the story what happened there. So we had a hen come calling in, and then what happened?
Then we just waited.
No, we didn't wait. That hen came calling in. Then what'd you do?
Oh, then I started calling her in.
What did you call with?
A clay Towson pot.
That's right. And you called on, you yelped on it, and she would stop calling, and then what would you do?
Then I would start.
Yep.
Then I would stop, and she would start.
And then you called there for a little bit, and she kind of started what, walking?
Walking towards.
Walking kind of away from us.
In front of the blind.
Well, she kind of walked away from us there, and then who started calling? What happened then? Who started calling next?
Nick.
He backed you up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Come in swinging. He started yelping, cutting at that one, got those gobblers fired up again, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what happened then? You got a hold of that gun.
I got a hold of that gun. I was going left and right.
Well, they came. We watched the birds come to from our right-hand side. They worked across a little patch of open ground there next to us, and we could see them working in. And as soon as I saw them, you were like, get on the gun, get on the gun. And Sawyer got on it.
And then they kept moving around, and I was like going left and right, like,
what was they trying to do? Did you know what they were trying to do?
Attack the decoys.
That's right.
They was, and you were watching that unfold, and they all bunched up right there at once. And I know your thought was immediate like mine. Do not shoot yet. Let them break apart. And then they kind of started to work away from us a little bit. And I thought the same thing you did. I thought, man, they're going to walk off. And they couldn't stand it.
Mm-mm. No, it didn't. You know, when I saw them over our right shoulder. We had that little 3-inch by 3-inch hole was looking out, and I could see them strutting when they come up over the hill. And I didn't want to turn the video camera and alert that other hen that was coming towards the front of the blind. I didn't want to turn it, but then I saw them. And then once I saw them lock their eyes on the decoys, they come barreling in there. And once they come barreling in there, I mean, you'll hear back on the video, I'm yelping as loud as I can, trying to get them to stop and throw their head up. They didn't care nothing about that. The hens didn't care nothing about that. And I'm trying to call, I'm trying to video, and you're talking to Sawyer, and it was a lot going on at one time. It's really amazing how quick you can think when you're like under the pressure like that, what you do. But Sawyer, you've done a phenomenal job of taking your time, and I was going back and forth, and I was thinking, here, you know, I probably said in this video more than once, you know,
which one are you on,
shoot, you know, like that, because I didn't want them to get back around to the right and get scared, because sometimes those turkeys will come in there and jump on a decoy like that and get scared and kind of run off. And
I think if I hadn't put that decoy down in the ground so far, they would have knocked that joker right over.
Well, you've seen that video that Dave put out with Cheyenne, you know, knocked that decoy over and they took off running.
That was Zach's fault. He didn't put it down. He didn't get it deep enough in that sandy soil. He said he wasn't used to using decoys.
So I didn't know what they were going to do, but props to you, because I think you're about to pull that trigger more than one time, if I'm not mistaken.
He was getting close there, and I kept telling him to wait, because that one would walk back in front of him. And I was looking beyond the turkey and seeing all those hens there, and they kind of broke over to the right. And I saw that one break back left, and I thought, it's now or never. He's going to do it. And I don't even think I told him to shoot then. I think you were behind him. You're like, that one right there. And,
yeah,
boy, he folded that bird.
Yeah, we're about to watch the footage here in just a second. We ain't even watched it back.
I said I was on the one to the left, and then – I shot, and then I see it down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I shot a turkey.
It didn't even flop, did it?
No,
it was done.
Yeah.
Then what happened for the next 30 minutes?
That Jake.
Go ahead.
Started pecking at his head.
What was he like?
that one guy at the bar that wasn't finished.
Y'all have to go watch a video to see what we're talking about on that one.
Oh, this, he was doing, what dance was he doing, Sawyer? Down, down, do you dance.
Dance, do you dance,
yeah.
Do you dance.
To the
he
left.
Doing a Cuban shuffle,
left,
wasn't he?
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right.
He was doing that Cupid shuffle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It now was some... One of the most amazing things that I've seen as far as videoing goes, or an opportunity, it's one of those times I'm so thankful that we're doing the videoing thing, because you can't paint the picture of it enough to believe it. I mean, it was really special to see.
Yep. So you'll get to go back and watch that for the rest of your life now, as long as YouTube's still around.
Well, we'll have it. Even if YouTube's not around, we'll have it. But we'll put the video out there. And for, like I said, I was very proud of you. You've put in the work practicing shooting your gun. You've got up in the morning, so I told you I'm going to go listen for turkeys, and we've went in the evenings and tried to listen for them, and we went over there and got that blind set up right, and Nick's right. I mean, we're very proud of you, because, I mean, you did very good. I mean, it was fun to see you finally get to experience, because you've went deer hunting, you've been going turkey hunting last year, and he hadn't really got to experience that hunt yet, and that was – I'm glad you put your time and effort in, because you did. You put your time in going to the woods and spending it out there and learning about these turkeys, and – You even said the turkey calling competitions have helped you a bunch with your calling, hadn't it?
They have.
He said, "Hunter number one, when you're ready, plain yelp of the hen." That's what Nick called out to him over there. And he goes, "Yelp, yelp, yelp." But you did a good job calling.
Did a real good job calling.
Say that. You did better than me on that slate. Clay made a call that we can call anything in with, though, can't we?
What did you learn this morning? Is there anything you learned that stuck out?
That tip about the hens.
Yeah. Yeah, always let them call if you can.
What about being patient? Did you learn to be patient?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were patient. You're a little cold.
Yeah, I got a little chilly. Yeah. Should have got you a body warmer.
Was you shaking when they come in?
Yeah.
I don't know who was more nervous, you or your dad.
Me.
I don't know. He was pretty nervous.
I was pretty nervous. I thought that was going to get away. What I got, I was really nervous he was going to shoot, you know, more than one bird. And then when
me too,
I mean, that's what really got me. I was like, I just wanted him to wait and be patient. And because it's hard to, you know, he's nine,
yeah.
You know, so that's one thing but I honestly believe, I mean, we've shot 2-3 boxes of just field load shells. And I would take a water bottle, just a small water bottle, and I would throw it out there at just a random distance. I'd say, shoot that water bottle. And he would swing over to it and just shoot it immediately. And, I mean, he did really good with that. And I think that helped him moving on that little tripod. It was a bog pod. We had the gun clamped in. And putting him in a blind, that was – I loved that. I mean, that's a great way to do for a kid. You know, it's hard for a kid to be out there moving around and stuff. And I know how fidgety he is, because he's just like me. It's hard for him to keep still. And I think that helped out a bunch doing that. Was it fun?
Yes, very, very fun.
You ready to go back?
Yes.
You didn't mind getting up early in the morning and going?
No, I just wanted to go.
You got one more tag left for Georgia?
Yep. You only got one left.
You about to go to Florida soon, too.
Yeah.
You might get you an Osceola.
A what?
Osceola.
That was an Osceola Eastern turkey gobbler that you killed today. That's the species. It's called an Eastern turkey. Down in Florida, they have Osceolas. You say Osceola?
Osceola.
There you go. We'll go down to Stoney's in a few weeks and see them and Bear and Corn Dog and Benji and all the boys and visit with them and hopefully get on a turkey down there.
Tell the listeners what you told us out there leaned up against that stump that you learned yesterday.
They ain't going to remember that.
What you said, you remember we were sitting there and we was admiring that turkey propped up against that log? You said you could do...
What'd you tell everybody at the end of the video? You can do what?
You can do whatever you want. If you want to shoot a turkey, shoot a turkey. If you want to shoot a deer, shoot a deer.
Got to put your mind to it, right?
Just put your mind to it. You can do it.
What'd we do before we started the hunt this morning in that blind?
We walked there.
Yeah, but what'd we do when we got in the blind before we started hunting this morning? Took our hats off and what?
Prayed.
Yep. What'd we pray for? Keep us safe, right?
Yep.
We didn't ask to kill a turkey. All we asked for was to be able to be safe and have a good hunt. And if
good, clean, ethical kill.
And that was.
If it was an opportunity available.
Yep. That's what you ask for out of things. You don't ask to harvest an animal. And we're back home now, and we've had a great, great time with it, and it was a lot of fun. So you got anything else you want to say? You always want to get on this thing and talk. Now you're being all shy. that we're actually recording one. What was your funnest part about the weekend?
Turkey hunting.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll go with that.
Also, sleeping in here.
In the studio, getting to camp out.
Yep.
You know, me and Papa, we got, you got to call your Papa. I called your mama from the blind, told her she was excited for you, wasn't she?
Yep.
How you going to cook that thing and eat it?
I don't know.
You going to fry it? Grill it?
I'm going to fry that bad boy and make turkey nuggets.
I'm going to fry it and make turkey nuggets.
There you go.
We might save a little bit of
What you going to do with the fan and stuff? You going to put it on your wall?
Yeah.
The beard? We didn't even measure the daggum beard on that thing. Mm-mm. I'm going to say 11 and a quarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's pretty long. Might be 10 and three quarters, 11 and a quarter, somewhere around
there.
That's
what I was going
to say. Yeah.
Do you, what we'll probably do is, and I've seen some shadow boxes and stuff, I'm actually going, before we clean the turkey, I'm going to pull a picture of that up and see if I figure out what feathers I need to get off of it or whatever, but we'll get your mama to help us with that. We're going to do a kind of a shadow box.
I think they're skinning the whole thing.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I don't know how to do
that. I think they just cut it along the back like a deer and just lay it down flat. I think you almost have to tan it a little bit to lay it flat, but if it's the same one I'm thinking about.
We'll look at it and see what we need to do.
You forgot a step.
What's that?
Kill the turkey.
Oh, you already did that, boy.
We're done with that.
He's out here hanging up right now on your mama's pool deck. We're probably going to get a but knot jerked in it. Get blood on that stuff she's already sanded down.
Anything else you want to say?
Good luck to all the hunters out there.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah? Shoot straight.
Shoot straight. Have fun.
How about a thanks to our old buddy over here?
Thank you, Nick, for helping us.
Oh, thank y'all for inviting me. I didn't have no kid to take. I just tagged along. Well, I just come to be the cameraman. I'll be the cameraman all year if something like that goes down.
They set you up like that, huh? Yeah. Oh, me. No, it was a fun hunt. I'm proud of you. Proud Nick was there to see it. That's pretty special. That's something we'll take with us for the rest of our lives there. So
yeah.
I love it. Anything else?
Be happy.
I love it. Anything else you got, Nick?
No, I'm good, man. Let's
have a good time hunting.
Y'all go check out this video. We're gonna try to drop it here within the week.
Yeah, it'll be out by next weekend for sure. Yeah. We'll have it out by opening week. So we'll drop this. This episode's coming out today. I'll just go ahead and upload it today so people want to listen to it.
There you go.
Want to hear it, but if you we hope everybody out there has a safe morning. We hope if you get to go hunting, tomorrow's gonna be even better day today than today.
A little chilly.
So yeah, a little cool.
Yeah.
But it's going to be calm.
We're going to try to go hammer on one tomorrow. So,
and maybe after I get back from Florida, I'll be on the channel again.
Well, maybe so. Maybe before.
Maybe
we got
before.
One more day. We might get up in the morning and go off on another one. Go ahead and ruin you for the season.
That'll well, if you fun. Go kill Osceola, your dad may have to sacrifice some vacation time.
Hush your mouth.
You may have to go out west, son.
I'm going to have to head out west. Go get
you ever been on an airplane?
Meow. No.
Well, you might be.
You might jump on a plane and go out west. Daddy may not have no money for that. Might have to go get a loan for Pawpaw.
We'll get you some sponsorship.
Yeah, we need some sponsorship. What about who? Real quick, whose hat did you have on?
Easton Phillips.
Yeah, you wore that hat. That's going to be your hunting hat, ain't it?
It is. It ain't going to be. It already is.
Oh, me. All right. Well, I won't ask you if you're cold again. I didn't ask you enough of that this morning. Jumped my butt about that. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all tuning into this one. This is just a little quick episode we wanted to do. Post-hunt, I hope everybody has a safe season coming up. We hope somebody can hammer on one tomorrow. And good luck to you. I know you're going after them in the morning again.
Yeah,
see
I hope.
What happens.
We're going to see what happens. We're taking a young lady.
Young lady.
She's been heck on the deer, so we'll see how she is on the turkeys.
That's right. That's right. Well, good luck to you tomorrow, and good
Thank
luck
you.
To everybody else out there that's getting ready for opening day, and hopefully we see some more turkeys hitting the dirt soon.
Let's go get us a bean.
Let's go eat us a bite. Appreciate it, y'all. Y'all come back and see us again when you can, and remember, smile as you go, but don't forget. Mouth of memories. I thought you was going to say it.
Believe it.
Building the foundation of your life starts at the base, and the stronger it is, the better. Talk About It Outdoors is proud of our strong partnership with United Concrete and Paving and the foundation of support they provide. Whether your new home being built needs concrete work, or that driveway you're tired of beating all the bearings from your pickup needs a paving, Michael and his team can provide any residential or commercial project support you might need from the ground up. If you're tired of tripping over that unsettled patio slab, or a future shop build needs a smooth start, United Concrete and Paving can get you going when you need it most. Give them a call at 404-831-3036 and make sure you tell them them TAI boys are where you heard it first. A few years back, when an overbearing and overgrown backyard became an eyesore, I looked for a solution to resolve. LRS Land Services created a stunning and complete transformation turnkey at an affordable price with their mulching services. Not limited to mulching, LRS can provide turnkey grading and clearing, maintenance, right-of-way clearing, and even development for any and all forestry needs. With an innovative outlook on what is best for your land and a completely different approach than others, LRS can transform your overgrown eyesore into a beautiful landscape of your dreams. Give them a call at 404-889-1105 or check their work out on Facebook at LRS Land Services. Logan and his team are ready to make your land brand new again. Are you in need of a decluttering barn or garage slap full of stuff you just don't need? Or is your construction site needing a dumpster? Give our buddy Tony at Georgia Junk and Dumpster Rental a call. With services ranging from junk removal to roll-offs, Georgia Junk is here to help with any and all removal needs. If it's time to get that parking spot back or the boat needs a place inside, Tony and his team can surely assist. Servicing Cherokee, Cobb, Bartow, and surrounding counties, give them a call at 404-406-3501 or check them out on Facebook at Georgia Junk. Clean up the yard in short order with Georgia Junk.